Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So the Urim V'Tumim has identified Shaul ben Kish as the first king of Klal Yisrael, but he's hiding in the coat room. But the Urim V'Tumim narked on him and said, there he is. Vayarutzu vayikachuhu misham. So the people ran and grabbed him and dragged him out from the coat room. Vayisyatzev besocha'am. And he stood in the middle of the people. Vayikba mikol ha'am mishichmo v'mala. And, as always, because Shaul is the tallest man of the Jews, a notoriously tall people, probably not, a lot of us between 5'5 and 5'8, and there's Shaul standing at 6'3. So, like Yao Ming, Lahavdil, Shaul is standing a head and shoulders taller than everybody else. Handsome, as we know from the way the young ladies tried to converse with him for as long as they possibly could. So, Shaul is a spectacular-looking person for the job, as well as, the Urim V'Tumim says, spectacular on the inside. Kav Dalet, Vayomer Shmuel al Kol Ha'am. So Shmuel said to the entire nation, Hara'isem asher bochar bo Hashem. Do you see the man whom God has chosen? He ain't kamohu b'chol ha'am. There is no one like him in the entire nation. Vayoriu kol ha'am. And all of the people cheered, Vayoriu, like blowing a shofar, a teruah. They celebrated, Vayomru Yechi HaMelech, and they shouted out, long live the king. We will not get into how the Yechi HaMelech is used nowadays, but this was the real thing and the real king. You can also translate it as not, is he not spectacular? Ki ein kamohu b'chol ha'am, asher bachar bo Hashem, but also that it is God who has chosen him, not anybody else. So it's not random, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the lottery, in the Urim V'Tumim, it was demonstrated that it was the people, and so they cried out the standard salute to the new king, Yechi HaMelech, long live the king. So there he is, the new king of Klal Yisrael. Chaf Hei Vayidaber Shmuel El Ha'am Eish Mishpat HaMelucha. So Shmuel informed the people of the laws pertaining to the kingdom. Hamelucha, not just the Melech, but Hamelucha. Coronating a king for the first time, the people have to learn how to honor him, how to revere him. He would record all of these rules. Vayichtov ba'sefer, and he wrote them down in a book. Vayanach lefnei Hashem, and he laid it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in or in front of the Aron. Vayishalach Shemuel es kol ha'am ish leveso. And Shemuel sent off the entire nation, each man to his house. So it has been stated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, demonstrated that the choice was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, affirmed by the people shouting at Yechi HaMelech, and now he sends everybody home. Chavav, v'gam Shaul halach leveso givasa. And even Shaul went home to his house in Giva, which is a funny thing for a new king to do. Didn't insist on building a new palace of any kind, but he went back home. Some say he didn't assume the kingship immediately, as we're about to see in the next pasuk, because there was some opposition to his becoming king. And he was so humble that he turned around and went right back home. But in the meantime, he was accompanied by men of valor, whose hearts were touched with Yiras Hashem, touched with the fear of God. They were afraid of sinning before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ezehu Gibor HaKovish Es Yitzro. So these are Gibor Rechayel. Great men. But we're going to see much later on that the family of Shaul and the tribe of Shaul is going to be loyal to the end, even past his time. After Shaul has already died, after it's clear that the Melucha goes to David HaMelech, there are relatives of Shaul who will curse David HaMelech, Shimi ben Gera, members of Binyamin who will find it impossible to accept that their king, the king of their hearts and choices, was replaced. And in fact, that was a mistake on their part, as we're going to see when we get there. They may be from these valorful men who are accompanying Shaul back, or at least from that attitude. Chav Zayin, last pasuk in the perek, Uvenei v'liya'al amru ma yoshiyenu zeh. But there were wicked men, Belial, people who do not have the yoke of heaven upon them. And so these wicked men, the scoffers, the yentas, the the men in the back of the shul who come at 10 to 11 for a 9 o'clock davening and then spend the entire time that they're talking, no offense meant to anybody in particular, just saying. And the wicked men said, what salvation can this man offer us? Ma Yoshienu Zeh, what kind of salvation is this man going to bring us? They had been shown openly that Shaul was God's choice. They had been shown openly that the vast majority of the people approved of him to be the leader. What good does it do to write internet comments? These guys are trolls. Why? Just because of their own need to be bitter and to express terrible opinions. So they did. Vayivzuhu. And they were mevaza him. They ridiculed him. Lo heviu lo mincha. And they refused to offer him any, well, mincha generally means a gift, but in this case, even a salutation, even a greeting, even an appropriate Yichi HaMelech. They refuse. Vayihi kimacharish. But he remained, Shaul remained, as somebody who's a cherish, somebody who was silent, who was mute. And he kept quiet. He didn't bear them any grudge, even though Rashi says that the whole nation was waiting for them to be punished. How dare they act out against the appointed, heaven-appointed Lord and Master of Klal Yisrael. But he remained silent. As a reward, his greatness is going to be brought up further. And so, in fact, he will be rewarded for this silence in one point of view. Some people, the Ma'am Loe suggests that these people who were lawless and bitter may have been from the town of Yavesh Gilad. And Yavesh Gilad, we know, had all kinds of trouble back when we dealt with them in Sefer Shoftim. We're about to see Yavesh Gilad is going to be tormented by a non-Jewish king and saved by Shaul, that they're going to have to eventually recognize how great he is. But by forgiving them, Shaul is making a big mistake, says Rashi. And many of the Mefarshim believe this hecherish, this idea, kimacharish, that he was silent, was inappropriate. A king can't be meek. A king's humility is sometimes out of place because the honor of a king is the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by not putting them in their place, by not punishing them, by not responding to them, by not using his power, he has no right to let anybody treat him and his office with contempt. One of Shaul's biggest problems that we are going to see is a desire to be popular with everybody. And you can't, Abraham Lincoln once said, please all the people all the time. It just can't be done. Any politician who thinks that he is beloved has to know that at least half the country hates his guts, and the other half is barely tolerating him. Shaul is going to make an enormous mistake in the case of Amalek, seeking out to follow the will of the people, rather than to have a backbone and to say, this is the rule and this is how it's going to be, and you will follow me and not the other way around. So that's the end of Perek Yud. Perek Yud Aleph, Shaul as king is now going to have to start to act.